Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, on this Thursday morning, boy, the headlines are blaring after Rudy Giuliani went on Fox News last night, said the president, Donald Trump, repaid hush money. This is the Stormy Daniels affair we're referring to. And of course, this statement appears to conflict with Trump's claims that he didn't know anything.
Well, there was that famous scene in the airplane, David, in which they yelled to him, "Did you know anything about this hush money?" No. Look, he's a liar. It's that simple. He just consistently lies. Now, why did Rudy Giuliani, the new lawyer, suggest that he had, in fact, paid back the money, which he said he didn't do? The reason is they wanted to get out ahead of this. Obviously, somebody thought somebody else had some information. So you get out ahead of it as opposed to having been stuck with it. Look, this is a terrible situation for the president. But nothing bothers this guy. Basically, he says, "I'm president of the United States. I can do what I want." In fact, it's the new norm for him. So we see him in real trouble now, but it won't bother him at all, and is now, in fact, threatening Mueller, which I have said all along he would do. He said, "I may have to get involved." It's his Justice Department. It's his Attorney General. It's Mueller, the Republican. It's the Attorney General of the United States, a Republican. On and on and on it goes. And yet, the powers of the president are awesome, and he is saying, "I'm going to use them," which, of course, I've been saying all along.
If you look at the documentary on the president, he's used attack dog tactics all along, and now he has a Clinton impeachment lawyer, Emmett Flood, joining the team, and certainly the appearance by Giuliani was to go directly after the Justice Department.
You know, there is now a narrative that the president knew that Giuliani was going to do this and is very happy with Giuliani. But as you know, this is a president who says one thing one day and then fires somebody the next. I don't see how this in any way helps the president get ahead of this. And the problem here, David, is that the Constitution gives him the powers and he is using them. When historians write about this, nobody, but nobody is going to be able to believe what has happened.
Let's talk about a Suffolk University poll. This is New Hampshire presidential primary poll. Shows who leading the pack? Joe Biden on the Democratic side.
This is nothing new. Joe Biden is like an old shoe. People like him. They are confident that he's an honest broker. When you put up a Joe Biden against this president, he looks real good. He's a bit older now, and that's going to be of some concern. And while I love the guy, he has a penchant for putting his foot in his mouth, and we have seen it in the past. Let's just hope that if he's going in that direction, he avoids that potential downfall.
The new poll coming out from Siena, which you've been saying all along, is Governor Andrew Cuomo leading by 22 points now in the race for governor. There's a long time between now and then, but certainly with the establishment Democrats on his side and the name recognition.
And the $31 million that we know about, and he's out there raising money like crazy. Remember, this is a guy who has eschewed the kind of campaign finance laws we have, but he uses them, and he uses them well to his advantage. Look, I have said that this is going to quicken, and it is quickening. It's not 40 points, it's 20 points now. The fact that the establishment is coming out so heavily for Cuomo can only mean that those people who are sick of the establishment are going to pull a lever one way or the other. I've often said, and you've just acknowledged it, David, and I appreciate that, that Cuomo will win this election. Nevertheless, it is getting tighter. And you know, you never know what's going to happen in an election.
Is it also possible that the Democrats might screw it up? In other words, the fight between a more liberal or centrist candidate?
No question about it. The Democratic Party has often been described as a circular firing squad, and it is. They sometimes lose touch with the middle, even the left middle of the United States. If they do that, they will have really messed up a golden opportunity for themselves. If the left doesn't think that they're better off with a compromise candidate, and don't forget, I announced I voted for Bernie Sanders, but if the left doesn't recognize that having somebody of a moderate temperament is better than whoever is in the White House right now, and we all know who that is, who's lying again and again and again and just giving up on all kinds of traditional norms of people who have that job, well, then the Democrats will lose.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
You're welcome, David. Always fun.